Hello, I'm Wayne Lamb, and I'm excited to sponsor the next few minutes for local pastors to share with you the Word of God, and let's go the distance in Christ.
I'll go the distance. I will not compromise, pressing on to win the prize. In Christ Jesus, I'll go the distance.
Good morning, welcome back to Go the Distance Radio. This is Lead Pastor Rusty Thomas with Life Point Church. And I just want to talk a little bit more about being the new you. Who God has called you to be, breaking the mold. Galatians 2:20, Paul says, I have been crucified with Christ. I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. The life I now live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. There's a man who wrote this. He said, I'm a part of the fellowship of the unashamed. I have stepped over the line. The decision has been made. I'm a disciple of Jesus Christ. I won't look back, let up, slow down, back away, or be still. My past is redeemed. My future is secured. I'm finished and done with low living, small planning, smooth knees, colorless dreams, tame visions, mundane talking, cheap living, and dwarf goals. I no longer need preeminence, prosperity, position, promotions, plots, or popularity. I don't have to be right, first, tops, recognized, praise, regarded, or rewarded. I now live by faith, lean on the presence, walk by patience, live by prayer, and labor by his power. My face is set, my gate is fast, my goal is heaven, my road is narrow, my way is rough, my companions few, my guide reliable, my mission clear. I cannot be bought, deluded, delayed. I will not flinch in the face of sacrifice, hesitate in the presence of adversaries, negotiate at the table of enemies, or meander in the maze of mediocrity. I won't give up, shut up, or let up until I have stayed up, stored up, prayed up, paid up, and preached up for the cause of Christ. I'm a disciple of Jesus. I must go till he comes, give till I drop, preach till I know, work till he stops me. And when he comes for his own, he will have no problem recognizing me. You be the new you. Friend, I want you to be the forgiven you. Romans 4:7 says, blessed are those whose transgressions are forgiven, whose sins are covered. Be the saved you. Jesus said to the woman in Luke 7:50, your faith has saved you. Go in peace. Be the renewed, the redeemed you. In 1 Peter 1:17-19, he says, since you call on a father who judges each person's work impartially, live out your time as foreigners here in reverent fear. For you know that it was not with perishable things such as silver or gold that you were redeemed from the empty way of handed down to you from your ancestors, but with the precious blood of Christ, a lamb with without blemish or defect. The new you. Be the new you. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, all things have become new. And my prayer for you, friend, God, I pray that you would just be with each listener today, that you would guide them, help them to break the mold. Be the new you that you called them to be. God, I love you and I thank you. Praise you, God, for your blessings. In your name we pray. Amen.